The concept of noisin tam nifgam. Okay, what happens, gentlemen? It's a very yesodistic concept. What happens if somebody, has a tefer pot, non-goish tefer pot, and uses that pot for cooking his own potato? Imagine the following scenario. You've got a pot, and you cook inside it, and the pot has been used for tefer. It's clean, but it's been used for tefer. And now you cook a potato inside it. Hot water, you cook it. What's the loch of the potato? Why? From the taste, the blias of the or the blias of the walls of the pot. Absolutely correct. What happens if actually the tefer cooking, the tefer blias didn't go in over the last 24 hours, but it was before. It was last week. It was 48 hours ago. It was a week ago. It was a month ago. What would be the halacha then? Does that make a difference or not? Right, so the answer is it does. It makes very much of a difference. And the halacha is that it's noisen tam lifgam, any blias, that's a concept, that any blias, any taste, that particles which are in the pot for more than 24 hours, they are considered fgam, they are stale. And therefore, they're not osso anymore. It's as if something has gone moldy. It's like as if it's something is not tasteful anymore. It's not good anymore. And that will therefore not become osso. Therefore, in our case, in this shaila, if you've got this pot which was used for trefa over 24 hours ago, and now you're cooking your fresh potato inside it, believe it or not, the potato is not osso because the taste that's gone inside it is noisen tam lifgam. Noisen tam, giving taste lifgam, bad taste. And that's why it's actually, I'm not saying it's lechatchila to eat it, but meikadin, it's certainly mutter. Absolutely certainly mutter. Good. Now, what would be the halacha if you've got a chametz stick, keli? Forget about tefer. You own chametz stick pot that you use for porridge at home. Okay. And now you want to use for matzah brei. Anybody who has matzah brei? Do you have matzah brei? Yeah, you have matzah brei. Yeah, you have matzah brei. So you're using the chametz stick pot. What's the halacha?
Well, on Pesach.
On Pesach. You used on Pesach. Oh, that's the question. The question is now going to be, when did you use it? If you used the pot of the last 24 hours for your porridge, then what's the halacha? Then whatever the matzah that you're cooking, whatever you're cooking, is going to be chametz stick. It's also very much so. What happens if the pot was used over 24 hours ago?
Still
nothing to do with mashu. Why mashu?
Because chametz.
Yes, but this is not a mashu shayla here. This is a noisin tam lifgam shayla. It's not mashu. Blias might not be mashu. Ah, so you're saying that. So here comes the chiddush that we've got a machloikus as to whether, and that's really important. Noisin tam lifgam. If taste, which are in a pot, which is more than 24 hours old, are these also on Pesach? If it's like the rest of the Torah, then what are we going to say? It's fine. It's mutter. So if you're cooking your matzah, what else could you cook on Pesach in a pot? What else would you cook? You know what, for that matter, it could be potatoes. Yeah, it could be a soup, whatever. And you're using a chametz stick pot. So if it's like the rest of the time, we're going to say that it's going to be mutter because it's over 24 hours old, over 24 hours old, and it's going to be fine. But if you are stringent, then you're going to say it's also. And here comes the machloikas, the famous machloikas, Shulchan Aruch v'Ramah. See if you're at the bottom of page 54. Noisen ta'am lifgam. If you have got noisen ta'am lifgam, which is blias, which are more than 24 hours old. Mutter is permitted gam be Pesach, also on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains, and he goes into your point in Sifkot and Tzadik Vav. Noisen tam lifgam mutter. Hatam, the reason is, five lines from the bottom. Tenehi, although the ichmiru chachomim, although the sages were stringent, lesoi to forbid chometz. Chametz on Pesach, by Pesach, by Mashu. Although generally we say Chametz on Pesach is also by Mashu, even a tiny amount. Hainu, Mishum, this is because the Afal Gav, Tamashu mikolmokim yesh shem Isolov. There's still a name of Issa on the mashu. And the Chachamim are therefore stringent on a mashu when it comes to Pesach. Avol, but kshatam pogum, when the taste is old and moldy and stale, poka isuroi legamri, the name of the Issa has gone, has disappeared, discontinued altogether. V'yeinoch alaser taruv, cannot forbid the mixture. Hafilu b'achile, even for eating. V'afilu b'taruv shishim nekdo, nothing to do with it. It is bottle of shishim, it's not bottle of shishim, nothing to do with it. And therefore it's going to be, according to this opinion, nois and tam lifkam is going to be muta. Continues the Ramah and argues. V'yeish machmirim, and some are stringent. V'chein noyagin be'elu amedinois, and that's the custom in our countries. Uvimokim she'ish minig lahachmir, and in places that the custom is to be stringent, afilu mashu v'nois and tam lifgam, also even if you've got a combination of mashu plus nois and tam lifgam, nevertheless it's going to be also. The story goes, this is a true story, of Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Famous Avadi Yosef. Whenever I think of Avadi Yosef, I think of his shul. Did anybody see his shul? Did you see his shul?
Oh, no.
Yeah? Did you see his throne?
He walked past him.
Did you see his throne? He had in his shul, he had this tailor-made, basically a throne, yeah. You can call it a throne. His seat in the way in his shul, and his beautiful, magnificent. Sephardic shuls are, let's be honest, Sephardic shuls are much nicer than ours. They are really much nicer. They know how to do it. They know. Sephardic shuls are stunning. They're magnificent. Colored nice. It's bechovedek. It's really, really nice. It's very, very nice. Sephardic shuls are beautiful. Now, and here this father's shul. But besides that, in the front, it was very magnificent. Avad Yosef is, you know, as the rov of the shul and one of the gedolei, perhaps the greatest father's posek, is a mamish magnificent throne in the front. I remember that. So Avad Yosef walked out of his shul one day, and he sees a lady walking with a saucepan in her hand, quite large saucepan. It was Pesach, and she was crying. The lady was crying, a very uncomfortable crying. So Avadi Yosef goes up to her, and he says, young lady, why are you crying? What's the story? And then she says, I'll tell you what happened. He said, I'm devastated. I'm not feeling so great, and I've got a young daughter at home. She wants to make me a surprise, and she wants to make supper for the family. For myself, my husband, and the young children. I've got my oldest daughter. I don't know if she's 10 or 12. I don't know. But the youngest daughter, the oldest of her children, of a string of children. She wants to make a nice supper for them. And she made a mistake. I was resting. And she made a mistake. And it was Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach. And she took a random saucepan out, which was a chametz stick saucepan. And she made supper for the family. And she used the chametz stick pot. And I went to the Rav to ask, what's the halacha? And the Rav told me that everything is also. And we have to chuck the food. And I'm devastated. I don't know how to break the news to my daughter who worked the whole afternoon to make a supper for us. What are your thoughts on that?
She's father.
Very good.
Well, the husband is the husband.
Very good. So that's the point. So here again, the shaila is this daughter took a chametz stick saucepan out, and she cooked something for the family out of a chametz stick pot on Pesach. Is the food kosher or also? So the Rav Paskin is also. And Avad Yosef, with his goyness and his pikches, he says, no. The Rav that you asked must have mistakenly thought you are Ashkenazi. But you are Sfadi. And halacha is, this is exactly our machloikas over here. Nois and tam lifgam, if you've got taste which is over 24 hours old in a pot, is it also or not on Pesach? Is chometz stick taste in a pot, is it also or not if it's more than 24 hours old? So if you are holding like a Shulchan Aruch, then nois, what are the first words over here? Nois and tam lifgam mutter gam a Pesach. Taste which is over 24 hours old is mutter even on Pesach. That pot, when was it used last? Must have been before Pesach, which is by definition more than 24 hours ago. So therefore, what you cooked is fine. According to Ashkenazim, it's true, according to the Ashkenazim, it's nois and tam lifgam, is also, and therefore for Ashkenazi this will be also. For Sfadi, this is indeed permitted. And that's what the Bavadi Yosef told her. You know, you Sfadi, she was Sfadi. So they're off Paskin for Ashkenazim, but for Sfadi, this is fine. What do you think about that?
It's a true story?
True story.
Yeah.
True story. Ashkenazim. What? Ashkenazim. Absolutely.
One thing is bothering about Nesan Tam of Chomet, because when the Sinas Tam, even if it's Pogum, is of Chomet. Now, Pogum, the Chor is still Ro'i La'achilis Kalev.
It is. Nois and Tamlif Gam has nothing to do with Nochil Eskelev.
So giving off.
Nois and Tamlif Gam is.
Pogum, but it's still
really yeah, but Pogum is. The rule is Pogum. The rule of Pogum is that it's not giving Tam any good. It's giving bad Tam, which Chachomim never asked. Which Atayah never asked. Tam Ke'ikah is only if it's a real good, tasty Tam, otherwise it's not considered Tam. And this will be true not only with regards to Chomet, but it's true with regards to Tefas as well. Okay, that's the machlokes. So, but for us Ashkenazim, it means you've got to be careful. But I was wondering if there's any other scenarios that we can think of. Well, for Sfadim, if you see for Sfadim,
would there have been grounds for it and have some rubber there
for Ashkenazim? I don't know. All I can point out is the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tzadik Ches. So is the minig. The mokam she'ein minig yodua yesh le'oyrois. If you don't have a specific minig in a particular place, you have to pass in that mekel or yifsit that somebody's lenient didn't lose out. V'machmi and the one who's stingent tovel abocha should be blessed. Now, generally, the rule of thumb is if somebody's a minig, is some say that if there are more paskins, that's the minig. It's also even behefsit. No, I don't know, I can't say for sure. Could be there is, at times, room for leniency. We are ready for Sif Yud Aleph. Bein, Chomet, Shenis Aref, Koidem, Pesach. Okay, what happens if you've got a mixture of Chomet, which got mixed up before Pesach, over Pesach? So Chomet, pure Chomet, and it got mixed up. What could be Chomet, pure Chomet, which got mixed up before Pesach, with other things? Either. Could be a mixture into one unit, or could be a mixture of various items. The oval of Pesach, and it was like this until after Pesach. What would you guess the halacha is? What would be an example? Again, if you've got something which is, you've got chametz, which got mixed up with non-chametz. Before Pesach. Okay, very good. Well, do you know what? The flour, the matzah meal. Let's say you've got matzah meal, and you got mixed up with genuine chametz. You've got, you know, that kind of thing. And he got mixed up. The chametz with that, he got mixed up. But he got mixed up before Pesach. And now after Pesach, can you enjoy it? Can you benefit from it? Yes or no? It's a mixture of chametz, shavuot Pesach, with non-chametz, shavuot Pesach. Let's say, in the ingredients. It doesn't have to be, it could be, but let's say. Oh, so for us nowadays, you're quite right. For us nowadays, it will be included in Mechira, yeah.
Would it?
It would be, yeah. Nowadays, it would be included in Mechira. But this is pre-Mechira days. Pre-collective Mechira days. So, that's case number one. Case number two is going to be the same halacha. Different case. Ben Chomet Shenis Arif Koyden Pesach V'Olo Pesach. Ben Shenis Arif Ben Pesach V'Olo Pesach. We've got this matzah meal, which got mixed up with Chomet on Pesach. Case number one was it got mixed before Pesach. Case number two is it got mixed up on Pesach. Case number three, Bein Sha'avalav Pesach, you had genuine Chomet Sha'avalav Pesach. You had some genuine Chomet which you forgot to sell. For instance, what? You had this, let's go back to the whiskey. You didn't realize, you didn't forget, you forgot, whatever, you didn't sell it. And the Chomet, pure, real, genuine Chomet, which was went over Pesach. Chomet she'aval of Pesach. Which got now, after Pesach, it got mixed up with other items which were sold and is not also. So either Chomet got mixed up before Pesach, Chomet got mixed up on Pesach, Chomet got mixed up after Pesach, Venis Arevach Pesach, yeah, the halacha is, bottle b'shishim is going to be bottle b'shishim. So generally speaking, we don't say bottle b'shishim with Chomet. But if it's something which is La'achra Maise, which is after, got mixed up, it's after Pesach, then the Loch Nahuiz, it's going to be bottle b'shishim. You're not allowed to consume it and enjoy it universally, but if it's bottle, it's going to be bottle b'shishim as opposed to never bottle. If it's less than 60, and if it's less than 60, secondly, by Ashloch Hasana, Ha'is Aliyam HaMelech. If it's less than, if it's a more significant amount than 60, if it's not bottle, you can just take a certain amount and throw it into the water, and the rest will be permitted. So in our case of the matzah meal, and the chametz which got mixed up before Pesach, or some chametz got mixed up on Pesach, some chametz got mixed up after Pesach, Talach is, it's going to be bottle b'shishim. If it's only a little bit of chametz, it's going to be bottle b'shishim. Normally we don't say bottle b'shishim with chametz, but in this scenario, after Pesach, we are lenient. And finally, Seif Yud Beis, which is the final Seif of Siman Tov Mem Zayin, chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe is a hard chametz, which is not particularly edible. Nukshe is hard, solid chametz, which is not particularly edible. I feel about any, even if it's a if it's available and it's a whole big thing, also Pesach, you can still enjoy it after Pesach. You're not going to eat it, but you can benefit from it. Say, what would be a case of chametz nukshe, something which has gone hard? And what are you going to do with it? You're not going to eat it. Doorstopper, yeah, okay, that's chametz nukshe, yeah, doorstopper. Yeah, that's right. Either that or that, yeah, doorstopper or that. So if you've got that, it's going to be permitted b'hanoach after Pesach. Va'apiondesh, which I don't know what it is exactly, but the Shulchan Aruch tells us and teaches us it's chometz gomo, it's complete chometz. Va'asurin be'ano acha Pesach, that will be also be'ano. So chometz nukshe, if you've got this bagel which you want to use as a doorstopper, you can use it. You didn't sell it. Chometz, whatever, but it's stale and all, and it's hard, solid, rock solid. You can use it as a doorstopper after Pesach. Don't say it's chometz shavu'ah Pesach and you have to chuck it. No, you can use it as a doorstopper. Now, and finally, the last demo, I wonder what you think about this. The Rama teaches us over here as follows. Yesh nimnoin, some refrain, lischoik, to play, ala shulchan, by the table, im klofim, hanikroem, karten. What's that? What's karten? Cards. Some people refrain from playing cards by the table. Be Pesach? On Pesach. Because they're concerned, shema yipoel, mechometz nukshe shepohen. Because they're concerned that perhaps, some chometz nukshe, some solid chometz attached to the cards, not for the Suri Chamachal, is going to end up into the food.
We were playing around with a pack of cards.
You were playing what?
I was playing card game with two of my children, and some of the cards had food on them. And I was just thinking well, this was in the car from Shia tonight. I don't know why.
You see, that's it? You've got
my premonition about the electoral results on the
we'll be going in the Okay, so you should be Yoitza, you work Kurdish with this only. So Rabbi says, so this is it. This is exactly it. If you play cards, the Rama said the minig is not to play cards on Pesach with cards they've been using. Because perhaps there's some solid chametz attached to it, which is going to fall into your soup. What do you think about that? So that's why some people. What's your toys? I don't know if you've got young children with toys. What do you do about that? Because this is in line with this Rama over here. Don't bring the toys to the table.
Oh, yeah.
The whole year or Pesach?
Definitely not on Pesach.
Not Pesach, yeah. That would be in line with that. Yeah. It's interesting, he doesn't say, I agree with you, what's interesting, the Rama points out, he says, he doesn't say, get rid of the cards, don't play cards, or he doesn't say any of that. He says, don't play it by the table. Yeah, don't play. Yeah, very comparable. Very, very nice comparison. Sfarim as well. If you're concerned about some chometz in the Sfarim, in line with the Amor, you could probably argue, you can use the Sfarim, Gesundheit, but don't do it by the table because we're concerned about chometz nukshe ending up in your plate. So that goes into discussion of if there is shishim against the chometz nukshe, if it's bottle or not. He reminds me a story that I heard when I my Sheva Bochus a few years ago. We're going to finish off with that. There was a story was told by my own Sheva Bochus. My chasna was quite close to Pesach. My shvig is still traumatized from it. The chasna. I married the youngest in the family, yeah.
The last one.
Last one, that's it, with the broomstick, the whole thing, yeah. So, the chosna after, was the shidduch, this chasna and everything, everybody was very happy, and a chosh v'shidduch, the chosna side, the kalat side, it was very nice. and came to the chasna was just before Pesach, and as he came to the chasna Yitzeda, was the first time really all together after the chasna, and the chosn is eating by the shver and he's saying that to the Torah and everything, and suddenly he's trying to eat the, after matzahs and more and everything, they start eating the soup and have the soup, and as he eats the soup he gets this massive shock. What does he see in the soup? He sees a grain kernel in the soup, wheat kernel in the soup. Chometz gomo, because in the soup it's hot. Chometz gomo, and he makes all. I thought I'm marrying a from family. Look what's going on in this house. There's chometz in the soup. I'm getting out of this place. He makes a whole big thing. And the check, the shvei is so embarrassed. He looks. It's true. His mom said, "How can I be? They spent 3 months straight on cleaning the kitchen and 6 months straight on cleaning the house. What's going on? It's so embarrassing and everything." And bangs on the table. Says, "It's out of quiet. I'm walking out of this place." Kala doesn't know where to put herself. She hides under the table. And then he's really, really angry. And he shakes his head once again. And he says, "I'm out of here." And he goes out. But as he shakes his what happens? He shakes his Scottish timer. And as he shakes, there's some more kernels falling out. Because what happened was that by the chassidim, the olden days especially, used to throw, like we throw sweets, they used to throw grain kernels onto the chosn by the oifuf and by the shab shabachas. They would throw, and those kernels ended up in the shtamer of the chosn. So when he was shaking, that's when he was eating with the shtamer, the kernels fell into the soup. So the lesson, of course, the message is, before you blame others, check your shtamer first. Yeah, that was the message. I remember that clearly.
Train again,
yeah, that's right, yeah. Fine, okay, I wish you a very good evening, good Shabbos.